Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, and welcome back to Mindful Masculinity, 5-Minute Emotional Fitness. Today, we're tackling something that trips up a lot of us, especially those of us who like to be seen as the helpful, always on types. We're talking about saying no without feeling guilty. Yeah, it's a tough one, right? You want to be supportive, you want to help out your friends and family, but there are only so many hours in the day. And let's face it, sometimes those requests can feel like they're chipping away at your own well-being. So why is this such a big deal? Well, saying yes when you really mean no creates resentment, stress, and ultimately, can leave you feeling burnt out. It sets you up for failure and takes away from your ability to truly invest in the things that matter most to you. Think about it. Ever felt like you were constantly being pulled in a million different directions? You're juggling work deadlines, family commitments, social events, and maybe even trying to squeeze in some self-care. And then someone asks for another favor, another helping hand, and suddenly, your plate is overflowing. That's when guilt starts creeping in. But here's the truth. Saying no isn't selfish, it's self-preservation. It's about protecting your time, energy, and mental well-being so you can show up as your best self for yourself and those who truly matter. All right. Let's break down some practical steps to help you master the art of saying no without feeling guilty. 1. Understand your why. Before you even think about responding to a request, take a moment to reflect on your priorities. What are your goals? What brings you joy and fulfillment? Knowing this helps you identify when something is truly aligned with what matters most and when it's time to politely decline. 2. The power of I statements. When you're saying no, own it. Use I statements like, I appreciate the offer, but I'm already committed to other responsibility, or I wish I could help, but right now, my focus is on personal goal. This takes the blame out of the equation and clearly communicates your position. 3. Offer alternatives. If you truly want to be helpful, suggest alternative solutions. Maybe you can't commit to the entire project, but you could offer a smaller contribution or connect them with someone who might be a better fit. 4. Practice saying no, even in small ways. Start small. Say no to things that don't truly excite you or drain your energy. This could be declining an extra shift at work, politely turning down a social invitation if you need some downtime, or even saying no to that extra slice of cake when you're feeling full. Each small no builds your confidence and makes the bigger ones easier. 5. Embrace your boundaries. Remember, it's okay to set boundaries. You have the right to protect your time and energy. People who truly respect you will understand and support your decisions. Picture this. Your friend asks you to help them move on a Saturday, but you've already committed to spending time with your family that day. You feel the pressure to say yes because you don't want to let your friend down. But instead of succumbing to guilt, you take a deep breath and politely explain your situation. Hey, friend's name, I really appreciate you asking me to help out with the move. Unfortunately, I already promised my family some quality time that day. Would it be helpful if I helped brainstorm some other ways to make the move easier? Quote, quote, dot. See, you've said no without feeling guilty by acknowledging their request, offering an alternative solution, and prioritizing your own commitments. So remember, saying no is a superpower. It allows you to create space for what truly matters, reduce stress, and ultimately live a more fulfilling life. Don't let guilt hold you back from taking control of your time and energy. Ready to put this into practice? Think about the next time someone asks you for something that doesn't align with your priorities or leaves you feeling overwhelmed. Take a deep breath, remember these steps, and confidently say no without a shred of guilt. And hey, if saying no feels tough, know that you're not alone. Share this episode with a friend who might benefit from this message. And don't forget to leave a review. It helps others discover the power of mindful masculinity. Until next time, keep striving for emotional fitness and remember, your well-being is worth prioritizing.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.